Congress used some creative math when it passed a tax cut this past week. This was the dilemma. Lawmakers wanted to pass a lot of tax cuts, but they did not want to expand the federal deficit too much. So they imposed what they call sunsets. Some of the tax breaks expire after a few years, or at least they're supposed to. Now some analysts say that a future Congress will face a choice. Either the tax breaks really expire, or they become more expensive than they ever seemed. NPR's Kathy Schalk explains.
Backers of the tax cut plan faced a dilemma. They wanted their bill to contain all the pieces of the president's package. He asked for accelerated cuts in tax rates, relief for married couples, a larger tax credit for children, and no taxes on dividends. Bruce Jostin, executive vice president for government affairs at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, was all in favor of this.
But the challenge is, how do you do that when the original package cost $726 billion? Then the first scaled-down version of that that passed the House was at $550 billion. And the effort now, because of a couple of senators, was to squeeze that size of a package that at least contained all of the elements that the president requested into a $350 billion package.
Lawmakers' solution was to create what they call sunset provisions. Many of the cuts are set to last just a few years and then expire.
It's really goofy.
Len Berman is a tax specialist with the Urban Institute and co-director of the liberal-leaning Tax Policy Center.
For budgetary purposes, we pretend that there's a lot of fiscal discipline built into all of these sunsets. But if you actually look at the policies, it doesn't make any sense. And the effects of the temporary policy would be to grossly distort companies' behavior.
Joel Slemrod, a professor of economics at the University of Michigan, cites the case of dividend taxes.
The idea of a corporation planning for a dividend tax to be one thing up until 2008 and another thing afterwards just can't be a good thing for rational, long-term corporate financial planning.
Nor does it really make sense for the estate tax to disappear one year and come roaring back the next, as the tax cuts passed in 2001 envision, according to Bruce Jostin of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
People were legitimately pointing out, oh, now I have to time when I'm going to die.
But Jostin says there's little need to worry.
I think the expectation is that a future Congress would find it extraordinarily difficult to ever contemplate reimposing all of these taxes.
And so, he says, the tax cuts will likely get extended. That's exactly right, says Len Berman of the Tax Policy Center.
Our estimate is that the permanent cost of this tax cut, if everything were extended, would be more like $1 trillion over the decade rather than the $350 billion that's estimated by the Joint Committee on Taxation.
Berman says going that much farther into the red would be a mistake.
We're looking at $4 trillion in deficits when you don't count the amount we're borrowing from Social Security over the next 10 years. And beyond that, the deficits explode. Basically, we're facing a fiscal emergency, and Congress's response is to borrow more money. Makes no sense.
Bruce Jostin of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce disagrees. He says the fear of deficits is overblown.
We've got to get this economy growing at a far faster, more robust rate. If we do, then far more tax receipts will be collected by the federal government, and they will be used to pay down these short-term deficits as we view them today.
And while it may have taken some budgeting gimmicks to get this bill passed, Jostin says, there was really no alternative. Senate rules make permanent tax cuts much tougher to pass than temporary ones. And with Democrats and Republicans so deeply divided over the president's tax plan, this bill needed all the help it could get. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.